do find myself sitting there just thinking, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be an easy... There's not so much to... Because I'm from... In my mind, I'm like, we're not fixing racism. I'm not fixing
it. You're never going to fix it.
I'm not going to fix it. It's the institution that's been around
you,
forever.
You know how to fix racism, honestly? Get rid of religion. Mm.
I think...
Because you don't teach people are different.
Yeah.
And then mix everybody together. Don't have rich schools and poor schools. You know, that's what Finland did.
That's what, yeah. But that video blew my mind. I sat there before I posted it. I looked at it like five times and was like, are you
sick? Go see Michael Moore's new movie. Now,
that's in the movie,
where,
right?
Where he talks about where no matter what class socially you're in, you go to the same school. Why? Well, the cool thing I found out is that if I grow up with you and I'm poor and you're rich and we grow up, guess what? We just see each other as two friends. So if I become your boss, I'm not going to be a dick just to make a buck.
Yeah.
Because I know you personally, you know, or your family personally, or that people count on that, you know. So we separate too much.
Yes.
We're still in a segregation type phase. We've never gotten out of that. We just allowed people in stores.
Yes.
We've never got out of the actual segregation. It's like it's the broken car syndrome. It's the so many times it's racism has been proven by the resume theory. Brown eye, blue eye was a great thing that they did in the in the 60s. You ever see that?
Yeah, I see
Brown eye, blue eye. You ever see it?
Yeah,
I've seen it.
And
very divisive nation.
Very divisive, yeah. And so if you can be racist over eye color, well, no one has a chance over skin color, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Whole body.
So if you can persuade somebody, so where do you learn to hate? Where do you learn that people are different at a young and impressionable age? You learn it in church. You know, you're going to go to hell if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. You know.
Anybody who doesn't.
Hell? Hell's the worst place ever. Right, all the murderers and thieves, and all the murderers, rapists, and thieves. Unless, of course, they ask for forgiveness, and they can go ahead and repent and go up to heaven. But if I don't believe in God, I'm going to be burning and tortured forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
That's crazy.
It's a great point, man. I never looked at it from that respect.
Yeah, I mean, until you get rid of that, until you get rid of the separation of people based on faith, then you can't get rid of anything. You know, you're not going to get rid of racism. You're never going to happen. There's always going to be that guy who sees two black guys walking down the alley, not walk down the alley.
Hey, I'm a black guy. I see two black guys walking down the alley.
But, I see any guys in an alley.
But you know what I mean. Right.
No, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
true.
You know, very do the true. Lock the door, you know, type deal. Walking by, you know. But, and it's never going to change. Each generation gets easier, but what happens is, I think, is that here's the great time for it, and I'll be done. Here's the great time for it, all the videos. Mm-hmm. We're in our growing stage right now. Mm-hmm. We're in our infant stage with the videos. So the people that are watching them that are saying that this is just propaganda, they can't wrap their brain around that, oh my God, this is still going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then for us who are a little bit more progressive, kind of went, yeah, well, you didn't know this?
Right.
you apparently have never talked to an individual of color.
Right,
you know?
Right,
you've
right.
been only in one seashell your whole life.
Exactly.
You know, so what exactly. I'm saying. I'm sorry.
No need to apologize.
I'm going to. I'm sorry for saying I'm sorry. Then.
Divisive nation?
Something like that.
Yeah. You said it'll never end. We might be able to breed it out. Like, there's like, I mean, you know, interracial relationships are on the rise.
But
are they on the rise?
Yeah.
I never even knew that.
I don't know if that's a real statistic. I just feel like I see more interracial relationships when I go outside.
But I think even then, they'll do like an angle.
Hey, you know
I
what?
Made it up.
Jesus rose. No one saw that either.
Right.
Broken dreams and a world engulfed in life. Hate it all, but what's the point if we're all forced fed? apartment, I'm about to split.